So we're in the middle of Sefer HaYashar, which has to do with the Sefer HaAvot. And we know the Maaseh Avot Siman LeBanim. One of the things that our forefathers, patriarchs and matriarchs, teach us is the importance of tefillah. And within the piece, that's according to one of the opinions, that Gemara Bracha says that tefillos avos tikkun, that our forefathers instituted tefillah. Now, I sent you now on WhatsApp, which I have in front of you, a piece by Rav Kook that hopefully will help us each time the Gemara says that tefillah tzrich and chizuk, that we need to constantly work on our tefillah, everybody here included. So I wanted to share with you for a couple of minutes this piece by Rav Kook, based on the Gemara and Brachos and Davav. It's the Einaya Ot Samach. Okay, it's a small piece, but a very, very, very important piece. Okay, it says as follows. The Gemara says that Amar Reb Chalbo, Amar Reb Huna, Lo'olam Yizaher Adam B'Tfilat Mincha. A person should always be extra meticulous in Tfilat Mincha, because he says Elio Anavi was not answered only by Tfilat Mincha. He quotes the pasuk from Malachim Aleph, Vayi Balota Mincha, Vayigash Elio Anavi, Vayomer, etc. Anini Hashem Anini. Double language of Anini, Anini. Answer me that the fire from heavens will answer me, and answer me that they shouldn't say that it's witchcraft. Rav Yochanan says, not only in Mincha should you be meticulous, but even in Maariv. Af b'tfilat arvit, Shenemari quotes a pasuk in Tehilim, Tikon tfilati k'toren lefanecha, maset kapai minchat erev. And you got it, Rabbi Nachman. Bar Yitzchak says, not only should you be meticulous in Maariv and Mincha, but even by Shacharit. Shenemar, Hashem boker tishma koli. So Rav Kook here says, I don't understand this Gemara. Because obviously, when Rabbi Chalbo and Rabbi Huna first came up and said, make sure to be meticulous in Maariv, he had an agenda. What was his agenda? What, you think he was coming to exclude Shacharit and Mincha? No, of course not. He thought there was something special that he needed to say to make sure, be careful by Maariv. That's what Rav Kook says. Rav Kook says here, this is one of the easier parts of Jewish philosophy of Rav Kook in the Ein Hayah. He says, I don't understand. There's something special about Mincha. I said Maariv, but I meant Mincha at the beginning. He's something to say, something special about Mincha. And then afterwards, that Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan come and add Shacharit and Arvit. He doesn't understand. The Kevin Shachar Kach Yomru Af B'Tfilat Arvit, etc. You can call it Tfilot Shavot. They're all equal. So what's the chidush? We put it all into one big category. Make sure you daven with kavana. Shkoyach. That's not the point of the Gemara. And just like in anything, when you're dealing with stressors and you're dealing with problems, if you put everything in one big fell swoop, it becomes too much and overwhelming. What do you have to do? You always have to break things down. The same thing in Helchot Brachot, right? We don't just say Shakol Ni'ebed Baro, right? It's a Rashba that I teach both adults and I teach first graders, right? Why do, if Shakol Ni'ebed Baro works for everything, so then why do we have all these brachas of Bar Minim Zonos and Bar Priya Gafin, etc.? So first of all, the assumption of the question is not 100% correct, because Shakol Ni'ebed Baro doesn't actually work for everything. What, Rabbi? You're breaking my Santa myth? It doesn't actually work for everything? Yes, that's correct. It doesn't work for everything. It's in Siman Rav. Easy way to remember. Siman Rav. Rav is a rabbi. Right? If you look up the Shulchan Aruch, Harav and Siman Harav, the only way Shakol Ni'ebed Baro doesn't work is if you didn't send your local SMS. Or you didn't call your Rav and say, I'm not sure where the bracha is for these rice cakes. Right? Is or for licorice. You know, all the big ones that come up. Or the different brachot for cornflakes, Telma versus, oh my God, processed, not processed. So you just, oh, Shakol, I'm okay. No. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, with technology, the great SMS, you're able to, you have to ask. You can't just say Shakol Ni'ebed Dvaro. But that's a, we close our rant. We close our, B'diavad. I mean, again, you should send your SMSs. But that's the same idea. So the Rashba answers, it's true that B'diavad, Shakol Ni'ebed Dvaro works. But what's the idea? Chazal or metakein at what? Make a bracha, because the more specific you are in your praises, the more it's actually a good praise. And that's the same idea when you're a camp counselor, right? If you just go over to a guy and say, hey, you're amazing, you're the dude, dude, you're great. Right? I'm using the masculine in this case. You know, Maven Yavin. So you say that, then what? That's a general thing, that's great. But if you say something specific to the person, that's actually a good praise. Okay? So anytime I ever give any type of shvach to any of my talmidim, you'll see that I'm always trying to be very specific. I don't just say generally. So too over here, as Rav Kook in his tefillah, the whole point of the Gemara was to say there's something special about mincha that you have to be meticulous about. But then all the other Amoraim here come and say, no. You have Ma'ariv and you have Shacharit. And he says, Imkein kol tefillot Shavot, it's all grouped together. There's something we're lacking here. There's something we're missing. Imkein tefillot Shavot, my reboot, I'll look inside, and that's why I sent it for you. Vima etzem erech tefillah, maybe it's coming to teach me, oh, make sure you have to be meticulous in tefillah. Do not think that it's only about learning, and therefore you can stay up till 3 in the morning, wake up at 9 o'clock, and everything's okay. No, that's not what it's about. Lo zeu lashon lashmino, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. Therefore, explains Rav Kook as follows. V'nireh dekamosh yesh ba'adam evarim kfulim, shem rak l'shmira l'yitaron. We know that man has limbs that are extra. We know inside of us that are just for protection. What's a classic case within our body of something that's ki'ilu miyutar, that you're able to take it out? The appendix, right? Maybe a kidney, maybe, not so clear, but people do live very healthy lives with one kidney also. But okay, so there are some limbs, definitely the appendix comes to mind, maybe a kidney, even though that's, I wouldn't play with the kidney. What?
Pinky toe.
Okay, pinky toe, I don't go there, I don't know, you know, I try not to think about that. I like 10 toes, you know, I like playing those games of 10 toes. I like, you know, I don't know about an extra one, that's a, you know, we'll talk afterwards, sex. The Yesh Evarim, says Rav Kook, oy vavoy, the Yesh Evarim, I got to speak to Rabbi Lindenbaum. I don't know what they're teaching this. They are, you know, extra pinky toes. I don't know. I grew up 10. You know what I'm saying? This guy here. Oh boy. The Yesh Evarim. I don't know. You know, I wasn't Mr. Science Man, but like, you know, I know my basics. The Yesh Evarim, says Rav Kook, Shimi paked echad mehem, ein memaleh mekomo. But there are certain limbs that are irreplaceable. Vaya ole al dat lemor, says Rav Kook. I would have thought. Shalosh tefilot heim be'erech ha'kfulim. The model of these three tefilot are like the appendix is extra. Shalko panim mishlishtan talet biyadinu tefilah ogen elcha. Let me, you know, I'm batting 33%. 1 for 3. You know, in baseball, that's good. No. Akein bo rabatinu v'sipur lanu shekol echad mihen. It's not that I could say, look at the day and say, you know what, I did daven a good shachris, and that's okay, I'm a greiser tzaddik. Comes the Gemara to tell us, no. Each tefillah has its own individual erech atzmi. Each individual tefillah has its own special gestalt, its own special miyuchad type of nature. And therefore what? There's no tashlumin in that circumstance. If I say, oh, I didn't daven a good chakras, but now I'm going to daven mincha, and that mincha will make up for my good chakras. Doesn't work that way. Chakras has its own gestalt. Mincha's got its own idea. And Marv got its own idea. And that's what we're going to explain in the next 5 minutes. Okay? Vinira explains Rav Kook. Sheshlosha inyanim miyuchadim. And hopefully I tell you this. Again, we start building it up where, again, once you know a little bit more about tefillah, you're able to have a little more kavanah, a little more understanding. And therefore there's not as much talking during tefillah and more kavanah. And not spacing and not looking at... Okay. Vinira. Sheshlosha inyanim miyuchadim. There are three separate categories of acts, of ethical acts of tefillah. Number one, he talks about mincha now. What happens by mincha? He starts off with mincha. Why is it so difficult in mincha? And this connects to the parsha where it says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. Vayetze Yitzchak is the gevura, and we all know that just without looking, Rav Kook says that mincha is a very hard tefillah. And certain people work in a Jewish organization, and they have a built-in mincha within their business building in Chicago. Great, amazing, right? But a lot of people, it's very, very hard. Why is it very hard? Smack in the middle of the day. It's like you can wake up in the morning, and before davening, and you can talk to your wife that I'm going to go daven shachris. You wanted to marry a front person, and at nighttime, you're able after work and tell your wife, okay, I'm not helping out the kids now because you married a front person, and I'm davening marv with a minion. Wives have like this conspiracy theory that it's like dafka when you have to help out with the kids. Okay, Maariv, you know, works out very well. But mincha,
actually,
right?
You have I listen to Shia, so you're allowed to actually help your wife.
You definitely have to help your wife, but not to the exclusion of tefillah b'minyan. Okay, definitely. That's why you have an earlier minyan, you have a later minyan. Okay, that is a distortion of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is definitely help your wife. I'm a very important advocate of helping your wife. Very important. At the same time, make sure you daven with a minyan. Now, says Rav Kook, when it comes to the middle of the day, he has an unbelievable phrase. Has an unbelievable phrase of what's the status of mincha. Because what happens during the middle of the day, after davening shacharit, what happens? You're in the middle of the world, and there's a lot of shtriyot that are going on, especially nowadays. Rav Kook didn't know that people spend hours on Facebook. He didn't know that. He didn't know that there's so many shtriyot that people read in the middle of the day. And like ridiculous things that, and not only do like, there are some very good articles on Facebook, but there's like updates, and then there's people read the comments. You know, you have to be ma'ayin in the comments. That's like posh ridiculous. You know, like the stupidity. So says Rav Kook, Hayisod Aichanu ki Yitzer Leiv Adam Mitgaber Alav. Yevi Yitzer Hara, Beholulut V'Sichlut Aydei Achever Ra'ah. There are sometimes you are around people that are not talking well. There are times that are, you know, not as refined as we want to be. So Behit Arvo Biskei Holam Im Porei Musar V'Shichei Eloka. When we're mixed in with, you know, we're in the business world, you know, and they have a concept called happy hour, and they have all these different things that you're mixed in. And I'm not even talking about happy hour after work at nighttime as a lawyer, right? But I'm talking about like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning if you're from England, right? It's time to, where is it? Right? It's time to go to work, right? It's time to have that happy hour. So these people are forgetting about God. Comes the Tfilah Mincha. Listen to the language. Tfilat Mincha, according to Rav Kook, the nature of Tfilat Mincha is called Ashavas Aveda. It's Ashavas Aveda. He says that Tfilat Tachzir Ta Aveda Ruchanit Ayidei Shavchos Siach Hashem. Mincha, the essence of Mincha is Ashavas Aveda. It's davening, it's pouring out your heart to God and getting back some of those things you might have lost in the 5 hours that you're dealing with what we would call real life and dealing with other types of people. And you elevate yourself to think again about what God really wants from you. Then you're able to push away all the things that are corrupt and things that are not emet. This is the uniqueness of Mincha. Smack in the middle of the day, in the middle of business and dealing with everything. This is what Eliyahu Hanavi This is the proof. This is the text proof that the Gemara brings dafka from removing avodah zarah that Eliyahu teaches us. That's the same idea of aneni. This idea of leva'er ha'deot ha'ra'ot, these people are being ov the abal and melachim aleph. This is the tefillah of mincha. It's not just stam. Rav Kook says that they bring this pasuk from melachim aleph perak yud chet, but it's dafka, the etzem nature of tefillah mincha is when we go and we're involved, and this is something you can put in your pocket. Remember this. When you have mincha, you have this ability to go mitchazek. To go, there's no such thing. What do we have? Oh, I'm saying the same exact words as chakra, same exact words. If you come with a different mindset and you prepare, so your mincha can't be the same as chakra. It's because your mincha is a whole different gestalt. It's a whole different concept of looking at things. Next, then comes tefillat ha'erev. Ha'erev ma'ariv tzricha bi'ichud. I'm about to be finished. Bi'ichud l'romeim ruach ha'adam. It's coming to elevate us. Shelo yashpil kvod nafsho bihirurim ra'im v'chata'im neged ha'torah v'ha'musar. Nighttime, a lot of times, both on a psychological level, and at certain times, you could be a little bit more low. Comes Ma'ariv to lift us up. Because the Ktoret, any type of thoughts we might have, because the Ktoret itself is coming to be Mechaper, says the Gemara in Erechin, on any type of Hirur Alev. And it's specifically on Davar Shebechashai. Afapi, that the Gemara says, it's talking about Lashon Hara Shebetzina Ktoret Mechaperet. But that's also connected to Machshevet Halev. What happens is, part of Lashon Hara a lot of times is you lose the proper balance and you start only loving yourself, and the only way you love yourself is by, right, it's called win-lose. The only way I win is you lose. So that's the whole concept of the Ktoret in the Lashon Hara. The Ktoret, what the Pasuk and the Gemara quotes, is Me'oreret L'takin Drachav B'Chadadei Meshichato, just like a Davar Chashe B'Chashai. Last thing is Tfilat HaBoker, Tfilat HaBoker is that what? Right, you're not all charged up with anything bad. You're just waking up. But the bottom line is, when you wake up, you know, especially people that are not morning people, you're lacking in that fire. You're lacking because you still have that ma'avir shena balayla. What do you need? You need something to wake you up, to get you ready for the ma'arechet kedusha, to prepare you to understand that you have to be thinking about these important concepts. Tefillah, you're thinking about important concepts of Yerushalayim and tzedek and tikkun olam and slicha and tshuva and refuah. These are important concepts, not just tam a shopping list. Tefillat shacharit of the Amidah, which Avram Avinu taught us, is from the word boker tishma koli boker erach lecha, like shulchan aruch. It's the concept of arranging the ma'arechet to get yourself ready to be able habalit taher misayim lo. So hopefully these couple of minutes that we talked within tefillah will help us understand that shacharis is the time to get us ready. It's not just at 9 o'clock in the morning to be ready. It's getting here at 10 to 7, being able to prepare yourself to understand, okay, this may be yesterday I didn't have such a great day, or yesterday I did have a great day. Now I'm going to prepare myself. By mincha, even in yeshiva, it's the concept of hashavat ha'yeda, making sure maybe mincha in yeshiva it's a little bit different, but ma'ariv is to make sure within the hirurim that we are...